This is the Situation Room. I read you. Go ahead.
Give me all available information on President. Over.
All available information on President follows. He and Governor Connally of Texas have been hit in the car in which they were riding. We do not know how serious the situation is. We have no information. Mr. Bromley Smith is back here in the Situation Room now. We are getting our information over the tickers. Over.
That is affirmative, affirmative. Please keep us advised on here. This plane on which Secretary of State, other cabinet ministers headed for Japan, turning around, returning to Honolulu, will arrive there approximately 2 hours. Over.
This is Wayside. Understand those departing Honolulu are turning around and will be back there in about 2 hours. Is that correct? Over.
That is affirmative, affirmative. We'll need all information to decide whether some party should go directly to Dallas. Over.
This is Situation Room. Say again your last, please.
We'll need to be kept advised so we can determine whether some members of this party should go directly to Dallas. Over.
Roger. You wish information as to whether some members of that party should go to Dallas.
I got affirmative. Affirmative.
Do you have anything else, Wayside?
No. Any other information, get a hold of as rapidly as possible.
All right. The Associated Press is coming out now with a bulletin to the effect that they believe the president was hit in the head. That just came in. Over.
The president hit in the head. Over.
Roger. We will pass on any additional information we get from here to you.
Roger, we'll be standing by for you,
though. All right, where are you, Wayside?
Wayside is off the line. This is a radio operator, sir, and we are returning to Honolulu and should be back to Honolulu in about 2 hours. We will be in the air for about 2 hours into Honolulu, and you contact us on the ground there later.
I understand. This is... hold on the line there, Wayside. We have some more information coming up. Wayside, this is Situation Room. I read from the AP bulletin, Kennedy apparently shot in head. He fell face down in back seat of his car. Blood was on his head. Mrs. Kennedy cried, "Oh no," and tried to hold up his head. Connally remained half-seated, slumped to the left. There was blood on his face and forehead. The president and the governor were rushed to Parkland Hospital near the Dallas Trademark, where Kennedy was to have made a speech. Over.
I read that. Over.
This is Situation Room. I have nothing further for you now. I will contact you if we get more.
Wayside, roger out.
Andrews, Andrews, good and readable. I have a party on that would like to talk to you. Stand by one, sir.
Stand by.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Right, I have 972. What is your name again, sir?
Jackson.
Mr. Jackson?
Yes.
Okay, hold on one. 86972, 86972. Andrews, I have a Mr. Jackson. A Mr. Jackson on. Would you give him a call, sir?
Mr. Jackson, this is Sam, 86972.
I read very well, 72. I'd like to talk to Colonel Toomey or Colonel Island, please. Over.
Coming
out right now. Stand by one, please.
Okay.
Colonel Toomey, this is Murray Jackson. The President of the United States has been shot and seriously wounded in Dallas, Texas. The President of the United States, John F. Kennedy, has been shot and seriously wounded in Dallas, Texas. Governor Connally was also shot at the same time. Would you please get this message to Secretary of State Ruff, and I will stand by. Over.
Roger, Barney. We have already received that move. We have UPI on. We have turned around. We are returning to Hawaii. We are estimating Hawaii in 1 hour.
thank you very much, Colonel Toomey. I'll relay this to Mr. Ball right away. Over and out.
Okay, the secretary has come to his office in Washington, I believe, and also P.S. Salinger has been in contact with the White House from the Adrian Building.
Okay, thank you very much. Over and out.
Hi, Ben. 26,000, just go ahead, sir.
Loud and clear. Signal check, please.
26,000 here, loud and clear here also, sir. Standing by this frequency.
All right, yeah, thank you.
Roger, are you in contact with the party coming back from Tokyo? Go ahead.
Yes, sir. We're going through Liberty Airways to that aircraft.
Roger, could you connect me with Wayside?
Stand by one, sir.
Roger, stand by. I have another one.
Who is this, sir?
This is the White House.
Okay, stand by, sir. 86972, 86972. Andrews, I have Crown on. Would you give me a call, sir?
Roger, this is Crown. We wish a phone touch with Wayside. Go ahead.
Roger, stand by for Wayside.
John Connally of Texas were shot in an assassination attempt. Over the TV, we have the information that the governor has been moved to the operating room. The president is still in the emergency room at Parkland Hospital. Do you read me so far? Over. Wayside, this is the situation room. Are you getting the press coverage, or do you want us to continue to relay it to you? Over. This is Situation Room. Roger, new subject. We will have information for you on whether to proceed to Dallas by the time you land at Honolulu. Over.
Affirmative. Also,
this is Situation Room. Will do. Get determination whether Sec State should also go to Dallas.
Wayside out. Over.
Is the situation room out.
Andrew,
we have to talk to Wayside. The party is on the line now.
972. Stand by one.
86972, 86972, Andrew. 86972, Andrews. I have a party that would like to talk to Wayside. I would give him a call, then.
There's no rush. I'll just talk to you here. This is the situation room. Stand by to Wayside gets on. We're looking for confirmation of something here.
This is Wayside,
just stand by for a moment, please. We're getting some confirmation here. Would you please stay on the line? Over.
I'm on the line.
This is situation room. We still are on the line, standing by.
Standing by. No
fire. Roger, we're loud and clear. Nothing further for you yet. Wayside, this is situation room. We have conflicting reports now, so we're not getting no confirmation. We will call you again. I have relayed your intentions and present position to the front office. Your office has the word. We will call you again when we get confirmation. Over.
This Wayside out.
Be advised that 7-2 is in a patch with the situation room at the present time, sir, if you wish to stand by.
Oh, that's all right. They're talking to them now.
Yes, sir. They're in a patch at the present time.
All right. Very good. Can you listen in on this?
Not from this council, sir. No, sir.
I see. Well, what we want to tell the plane is that Undersecretary Ball requests that the secretary and all the passengers return directly to Washington instead of going to Dallas.
Yes, sir. I believe they received that message, sir.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir.
All right. Oh, hello.
Yes, sir.
One other thing. The secretary was supposed to call Mr. Ball when he gets on the ground in Honolulu.
Okay, sir. We'll relay that as soon as possible.
Thank you very much.
Andrew Sideband, Airman Gilmore.
Airman Gilmore, this is Murray Jackson again at the State Department.
Yes, sir.
The message I just gave you about Mr. Ball wanting the secretary and all the passengers of the plane to return directly to Washington has now been reconfirmed by McGeorge Bundy, who has called and asked it and also said that he thinks the plane and all its passengers should return immediately to Washington rather than Dallas.
Stand by one, sir.
Right.
Aircraft, at this time, sir, stand by.
All right.
86972, 86972, Andrew. Roger, line and clear. I have a Mr. Jackson on the line. Would you give him a call, sir?
Undersecretary Ball and from McGeorge Bundy at the White House. They request that the Secretary of State and all passengers aboard the aircraft return to Washington immediately. Over.
Record of messages from Undersecretary Ball and Mr. Bundy advise that the Secretary of State and all passengers
Charlie is on.
Sir, be advised, we have another text to Wayside. Do you wish to break it at some SAM command post?
Yeah, break it.
Yes, sir.
86972. Roger, sir. I have Crown on. Would you give him a call, sir?
Crown 972, go ahead. This is Situation Room, relay following to Wayside. We have report quoting Mr. Kilduff in Dallas that the president is dead, that he died about 35 minutes ago. Do you have that? Over.
The president is dead. Is that correct?
That is correct. That is correct. New subject. Front office desires plane return Washington with no stop Dallas. Over.
Sir, copied. Wayside copied. All okay. And we return direct to Washington without stopping in Dallas. Roger, roger.
This is Situation Room out.
Recording has been reproduced from ground recorded non-high fidelity tapes used to record record type communications between aircraft and air ground facilities. This tape, although mainly to record radio traffic from the presidential aircraft, also includes related traffic from jet aircraft 86972 carrying Secretary of State Rusk, then Press Secretary Salinger, and other dignitaries en route between Honolulu and Japan. The following information relative to presidential aircraft radio call signs is given for clarification due to interchangeable use. Air Force One and Angel are used when the president is aboard the aircraft. Air Force 26000 is used at all other times. This tape has been edited and condensed to only contain pertinent communications relative to events during 22nd November 1963. Only material available from radio circuits used is available.
Another limousine at Andrews and you want the regular postmortem by law done at Walter Reed.
That is correct. Hold on for a minute. Over.
Very well, I'll hold on.
Air Force One, Andrews, go ahead, sir.
Okay, I think our patch was cut there on 13.
Air Force One, Andrews, is still in progress. You give the ground party a call, sir.
Hello, Jerry.
General Heaton.
What arrangements have you made?
We have made no arrangements, but we'll follow through on what you just told me, an ambulance and a limousine at Andrews, and in regards to the postmortem studies.
Would you kindly hold some arrangements already made? We'll have to clear that before we make any further.
Air Force One, Andrews, staying in your last transmission.
Hello, Andrews, this is Crown.
Crown, go ahead.
We have Captain Shepard here, who is also, evidently, who has made some arrangements on the funeral and so forth here in Washington and the bringing this body back and so forth. He would like to get on and talk to Air Force One when General Heaton is finished. It might be possible for us to put him up on a conference so that they could all make the arrangements together. I understand that Captain Shepard, the naval aide, has made some arrangements also.
Yeah, I see.
So you might explain this to Air Force One and tell them that we'll try and put them on a conference if they'd like.
Very well.
Hello.
Okay, stand by. We'll advise Admiral Berkeley. Air Force One, Andrews.
Andrews, Liberty.
Mike Cadillac.
Liberty, Andrews, go ahead.
Sergeant, copy the following. 972 off of Hickam. 211 Zulu, estimate Andrews, 0530 Zulu,
help
the Victor 2.
Liberty Andrews, roger.
Carefully. We need a ramp
the aircraft on the right-hand side, just behind the pilot's cabin in the galley. We are going to take the First Lady off by that route. Over, do you understand?
I receive affirmative.
Right. Also, on the right rear. The left rear. Left rear of the aircraft where we usually dismount, debark. We may need a forklift rather than a ramp. Such a thing that is too awkward. We may need a platform to walk out on and a forklift to put it on. Is that possible? Over.
Say again, watchman.
I say again. Casket is in the rear compartment. And we suggest, because it is so heavy, that we have a forklift back there to remove the casket. But if this is too awkward, we can go along with a normal ramp. Several men, over.
Affirmative, we will try for the forklift.
Fixed item. Two flags, fixed item. The press, according to Mrs. Johnson, the press is to have its normal little fence at Andrews Field, and he is going there by helicopter to the White House. Over.
Say again, watchman. Say again, please. Watchman, this is Duplex. Say again.
No fence for the press. The normal little
corral.
And it'll have to be in front of the aircraft. But that's where the President Johnson will come off.
Okay. Watchman, this is Duplex. Will you say that all over again, please? You were breaking.
Duplex, this is Watchman. I say again. On the right front, ramp for Mississippi. On the left rear, if possible, a forklift for the casket. And on the left front, here the pilot. Normal ramp, normal pressure arrangement. RCSS, over.
Say again, watchman, you're breaking.
I got that on the left front.
Yeah, I got that.
Normal pressure ramp for President Johnson.
It's on the left front.
The left front, here the, right behind the pilot.
All right.
Did everybody get that clear? Over.